And it's something that we all should understand if we're going to be prepared for end time events, is that these prophetic events come as an overwhelming surprise. They come suddenly and unexpectedly. They come sooner than we think. And as I presented this information, I got myself out on a limb, and I did not receive a great deal of resistance to this one place where I got myself out on a limb, but one sister wrote a very nice two-page letter with about 5 points that she disagreed with, and I had already been considering the limb I was on, and I looked at her 5 points, and I decided that I needed to go back in and try to re-articulate what I was saying to try to address some of these points. And the study we're going to do today is the follow-up to that kind of provocative passage that we looked at in that last presentation. Now, we'll start here in a moment with looking at our first study today. We'll identify the limb that I got myself out up on, and I'll back off of the part where I think her criticism was correct, and where I ended up in that study was, you could be led to believe that I was saying that the millennium, the temporal millennium that Sister White speaks about, begins on January 1st, the year 2000. And by being so specific to January 1st, the year 2000, I think you had a little bit of reason that you could say I was setting time. So I had to go back into that and relook at it. And the study today, I'm going to back away from January 1st, year 2000. But if you're here to the end, we're going to come right back to that very time period from a different point of view, without saying January 1st. Now, what we're going to look at in our four presentations today, the first one we're going to look at is the millennium. We're going to identify how Sister White understands the millennium in her writings. The second one, we're going to look at the Antichrist of Bible prophecy, and I don't know if you personally have investigated that before, but it is an important subject in Bible prophecy. Brothers and sisters, the foundational truth, the most important truth of the Protestant Reformation was the identification of the Antichrist of Bible prophecy, and every reformer that broke away from Rome and took a stand in the Reformation built his premise, although there was future differences that they would come up with against Catholicism, but the very foundational doctrine that they all came out of Babylon on back in the Reformation was that the Pope of Rome was the Antichrist of Bible prophecy.